And welcome back to Rosie on the House. Come on in and have a seat at my house, Rosie on the House. Special guest in studio this morning, our daughter, Julia. And what y'all need to know at Rosie on the House is if you're communicating through our website, 99% of the time your first contact is with Julia. She doesn't even live here. She lives in Belle Plaine, Minnesota.
You're busting me right here this morning?
And she has her little computer on her lap while her husband, James, massages her feet and the kids fix her dinner and answers your emails. It's incredible.
How did you know that that's how that happens every day?
Literally handling hundreds of emails every single week. We certainly appreciate you. How long have you been doing that? I mean, you started call screening
about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
When my little one was born. Julia and I used to call screen together.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That was a hoot. We were always giggling and laughing about something going on there. So Julia has jumped in her little SUV in Belle Plaine, just outside of Minneapolis, with three kids, a 110-pound dog, and a husband. Suitcases loaded to the gills, and did a little road trip.
We did. We went straight through Nebraska. We left the day before that huge blizzard in Minnesota hit.
Just beat the storm.
Just missed it, I guess. We've really lucked out with our travels. Every time we've driven here, we've just missed something. Everyone's like, "Oh, you're really risking it taking a Christmas road trip." Oh, we'll be fine. Lucky. So we stopped in Denver and saw Carol for a little bit.
Yeah, Carol flies in this morning.
Enjoyed the Red Rock Amphitheater and then started spotting saguaro cactus about hour 22.
Hour 22. Yeah. And you're here to help your older sister open her studio, Katie Stumbo, who we have on air in the 7 o'clock hour regularly, to help with personal training.
I am. I'm heading over there right after this, and 9 to noon today, open house. Come on in. Stop by. Katie has some friends, some chiropractors, some naturopaths, but I hear her maybe wanting to correct me a little bit on the time there.
Morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Y'all ready for your grand opening?
We're getting there. We will be. By 9 o'clock, we'll be ready.
I saw the pictures. The gym looks pretty sharp.
It looks great. It all came together yesterday. We're bringing it down to the wire, you know. And then at the end of my workday yesterday, I had all these, we got set up in here. So it looks great. People will start getting here in just about an hour. And we've got some really fun giveaways, prizes, special pricing just for today on different things. We have the very talented Dr. Sonia Vladow here doing spinal correction, and Dr. Shauna Eichens of Rockwood Natural Medicine Clinic, and we have an Isogenics, and we just have a ton of stuff, chair massages with just this fantastic massage therapist, and PNF with me. So it's just going to be a fun morning.
Give us the address, Katie.
At Go Conquer. The address is 13832 North 32nd Street. So we're right across the parking lot from the Hubbard Swim School on 32nd Street.
Go Conquer Fitness. We'll be joining you right after the broadcast. We'll take part of the open house.
Awesome. I can't wait to see you guys.
All right, dear. See you there.
All right. Sounds good.
And Miss Jennifer, you've got some staycation updates we need to get out.
We do. You know, our entries for winning, you know, for an entry to win, have just quadrupled over the last couple months. And I think it's because of the built-in staycations. People don't have time to think about where they want to go. So we've put together some great packages. Jen Gura in the office has come up with some great places for our winners to stay. In April, Yavapai Lodge was our destination for our winter, and that's
Grand
at the
Canyon.
South rim of the Grand Canyon. Really a cool kind of a retro setting, dog-friendly and accessible amenities. Just a great place to stay if you're going to the canyon. This month, our winter is going to the Heritage Inn in Snowflake. Little quaint 1890s bed and breakfast Victorian pioneer home. and with just custom nice homemade breakfast close to Arizona State Parks and all kinds of things to get out and see. The places we have been, the Homolavi, did I get it right?
Pretty close. Homolavi.
Homolavi. I'll never get it right.
And Casa Malpais.
Mm-hmm. That's a state park really close by to that bed and breakfast. Also, yeah, the Casa Malpais. So and when you go on a staycation, you get a great basket. Our winners get baskets from the Sphinx Date Ranch. Our newest basket is coming from My Popcorn Kitchen. Look that up online.
Okay.
All really, right. Just all kinds of flavors, sweet and savory, and all kinds of containers, but all kinds of. If you want to sign up for this coming up one, in the next one we're drawing for next is in Greer. You can see it. I just threw it out there on Facebook this morning, or go to our website under the Staycation tab.
Register now at the website, rosieonthehouse.com. It's the only place on the planet you can get an Arizona staycation packaged completely just for you. And it's sponsored by our good friends at Sanderson Ford. 8 o'clock hour, we've got John J. Harper coming in. We'll be talking about landscaping, gardening, hardscape, outdoor lighting, irrigation, fertilizing, trimming, mowing, hedging, whatever it is you'd like to talk about around your yard and house.